Medibank Free and Active is here to help you live better, supporting free community health and wellbeing activities across the country. Whether you're into running, walking, or group exercise, search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Plus, you'll be able to listen to the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast whilst doing so.
Ciao, Australia. Welcome to Italy. Carrie Bickmore.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao, Tommy Little. That's
sorry,
all I know.
A woman just said ciao in an Indian accent. This is strange.
Do you know we've only been here one night in Bologna and already my son's asked me to stop conversing with people in Italian. Right. He said, I keep speaking to people who speak English very well and going, plane, Heathrow, London. And he's like, why are you speaking in like monosyllabic tone to these people that just then go, oh, you just got off a plane from London. Oh, cool.
Guys, it's so nice to be here. It's so nice to be in the heat.
Oh, it's a bit sweaty, but I'm actually okay with the sweat that's dripping between my boobs.
Absolutely.
Feels appropriate.
Same.
I'm rocking the underboob sweat.
Yeah, it's really wearing black.
I honestly look like we're broadcasting from Indonesia from a bar with you with your bintang singlet.
I've got my singlet on, my shorts, my thong.
Your guns out.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them guns, but they're out.
No, they're guns, mate. Buzzy, I have confidence.
We went to a pizza place last night and Buzzy asked for a meagle ring. It was like, I went, Buzzy, we're not there. And he goes, shut up, I'll get two bintangs. I said, Buzzy, it's not. He's like, God, these Balinese are wearing a lot.
Oh, but we have a huge show. We've got to debrief all things Spice Girls.
Yes.
Debrief the greatest night of my life.
Yeah, that is coming up later in the show. But up next, our lives may be cut tragically short, Bickmore.
This could be our last week broadcasting together.
God, what a way to go out. On the streets of Italy with Buzz with a new tramp stamp and his hair braided. So good.
Sweat dripping down my bum.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So Friday night, my dad happened to be in London as well. And for months and months and months, he has been planning something special. So Ollie and my son loves being on anything transport related. Yeah. So he loves, like, honestly, I'm not joking when I say when we touched down in Heathrow, he said, can we come back to the viewing platform at Heathrow Airport for the day and watch the planes take off and land? So anything transport related is his heaven.
Trains, planes and automobiles?
100%.
Thank you.
So my dad thought it'd be fun if, as a family, because he was over with his twin brother in London having some bonding time, whether we should go on this bus called the Bustronome, and you get on it, it's a double-decker bus and it's fitted out as a restaurant and you drive all around the streets of London, have dinner while looking at the sights.
Heaven.
Buckingham Palace, Trafalgar Square.
And
it's amazing.
Big, like, glass roof on the bus.
It was so beautiful. Mm. And very fine dining, very, just very nice. Mm. Anyway,
very
he had
London.
A very...
Very pleasant, top end of town.
See, I felt it. I didn't think it was very London.
I'm so sorry for interrupting.
No. I just think London...
I will remove myself from the if I had a chance to do this talk break again, I wouldn't interrupt and I'd say... Yes,
no, it felt very French to me, which made sense because it came from France. Londoners are a bit more like, you know, hey.
It was very French.
And it was just very nice. Anyway, we get on the bus. There was a spare ticket. Dad said, does Tommy want to come?
Oh, this is the only time you've told me it was a spare ticket.
Yeah, spare ticket. Oh, what did you think?
You said Dad was wondering if you'd like to go on the bus.
Yeah, with his spare ticket.
That's okay, yeah.
Anyway, mate, you were a ring-in, okay?
Yeah.
And
happy to be there, though. I was very happy to be there.
And you were very, and I was surprised you wanted to come on a family bus outing.
I love the idea.
Yeah. So you gate crashed our family evening and we got on the bus. And from the moment we sat down, when you asked my dad and his twin the opening question of, do twins have the same size bits? I was like, oh dear.
The opening question. They'd served us some quite phallic looking meals.
Yeah.
And then the conversation had started. Yeah.
And then I got nervous because I realised it was a bus that you can't get off. Mm. So we were going to be stuck for 3.5 hours with Tommy, who was already asking inappropriate questions of my family.
Mate, I was
on a bus that you couldn't get off.
I was the life of the party. We made friends with the table behind us. There was a few happy birthday songs. Yep. I started singing extra verses
to
that.
Yes, you did very loudly.
Yes, trying to get people to join in.
Yep.
They didn't.
No,
that's fine.
It just wasn't that kind of vibe, really.
Yeah.
Get very loud.
Oh, yes. I was singing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow.
Yeah.
Very loud.
Yeah, it was only about 8 8:15 at night. It was
I know, and a lot of Asian people staring at me, just wondering when the scene would stop. Yeah, because I was trying to get them to join in, and then I realised halfway through, I don't think they speak the language.
Even my son Ollie moved seats.
He started sitting next to me, and then I figured he was just working the room.
No, he moved seats. In fact, in his diary entry the next day. In his diary entry the next day, where he talks about his events of the day, he said, we went on this amazing bus trip and he talked all about it. And then he said the last line was, until I had to seek protection from Tommy Little. He asked me, he whispered in my ear, could we catch a separate cab ride home to Tommy?
That's true.
How much he didn't want to be with you. True. But someone else who didn't want to be with you.
Oh, this is hurtful.
Was my uncle who halfway through the bus journey walked downstairs and hopped off the bus.
He hopped off a moving bus.
He hopped off a bus that didn't stop anywhere. There was no bus stop. Yep. This was a 3.5 hour trip around London, no stops.
It was
an express. It was like, and he hopped off it.
Keanu Reeves in Speed, and midway through that journey, a 60-year-old bloke just goes, I might pop off here.
And as we drove off on the bus and watched my uncle on the pavement, my dad goes, what's John doing?
No, John's gone.
John's gone.
I was wondering whether that was about me.
I'm not 100% sure what it was about.
You've made it sound a lot like it was about me.
Because I didn't want to tell you that I think it was about you, but I think it was about you.
He's not fun then.
But he's not the first person to have hopped off
that
something
I've made get off a moving
midway
bus
through. You left Hamilton the other day at halftime.
Yeah, it was good, though.
Halftime. I don't think they call it halftime. Interval?
Intermission.
Intermission.
Yes, or interval.
Yes, interval. Yeah.
You did.
You can't leave something interval and say, it was good, though.
You can. They just need to speak some of the lines instead of sing everything.
That's what made me laugh when my dad said that my Uncle John the next day said, oh, it was so fun.
Yeah.
Dad was like, he's got Hamilton syndrome. You can't say something that you left halfway through was so fun.
That's how fun I am. You only need half the journey. And he just had reached his fun quota. He looked at his little funometer and he went, well, that's my year.
13:10:60. I want to know what you exited halfway through, what you were in that you should have been there till the end and you went, I'm out.
What'd you leave?
This if it awesome. Was moving, preferably, that would be good.
We're going to get a lot of people in there. It's like, my marriage? Is it your marriage?
No, don't be. That's pretty dark.
Is it?
Probably not the stories we're looking for.
I don't
more
reckon.
Like the bus or the
are you guys going to leave?
I think we're going to get out of here.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we're talking about how my uncle exited a moving bus to get away from Tommy on Friday night.
Well, we're not sure if it was to get away from me.
We don't know why. It could have been jet lag. Could have been a combination of things.
Jumped out of a moving bus, so it seemed pretty desperate. One of those restaurant buses that you meant to stay on for
3.5 hours
with matching wine.
And as you got louder, he made his way downstairs. And then as we drove off the bus, we turned around and looked on the sidewalk and we're like, That's Uncle John.
It's John, and he's not on the bus. And that's the first time I've seen him smiling in a while. He seems happier than ever.
He's much happier to be away from you. And I actually felt sad because I haven't seen John in a long time, and it was time for me to catch up with John. Only instead I was stuck with you, who I do see a lot.
Don't invite me to nice things.
I have learnt that. Mm. Yeah, we've got a beautiful dinner to go to together, which I'm trying to get out of now because I don't want to be with you much longer.
That's really hurtful thing to say to my face with not a hint of a smile behind it.
There's a smile here. So we're asking, 13:10:60, what did you exit like halfway through?
Prematurely. Yes, and I was expecting a lot of marriage calls and then you guys went, oh.
It just feels like it's a bit dark for a Monday. Anita, what did you jump off before it had finished?
I jumped out of the cinemas when I was watching Waterworld.
Ooh.
See, I've never seen that.
I loved Waterworld. Oh, it's a very high profile.
Is that Kevin Costner?
Yeah, it's the biggest budget flop of all time. Anita just hated it. What happened?
To be fair, I was 13. It was really long. It was really boring. And I also was told by my mum if I left halfway through, I'd get to go to Sizzler. So we bailed.
I would leave. If I was in a marriage and someone said, if you leave now and you get to go to Sizzler,
all
I'd be
you
like,
can
see
eat.
Ya.
Oh,
that's great.
Oh, that's good.
Louisa, what happened?
We had a school production and my daughter was in the first 5 minutes and it was a painful. Well, me and another mum sat there and went, we can't sit through another hour and a half of this. So we snuck out, went down to Southgate and had a couple of glasses of wine.
Louisa, I think that should be protocol for all productions. I think there's enough people to fill a production hall for school production. And once your kids finish their line, you can leave.
But does that mean the poor kid that's in the last bit is coming out and it's just his parents?
Well, maybe we also make
seat.
Sure that no school production ends with a solo line. It all has to end with a group number. And then everyone's supposed to stay
that's
right
how you
to
keep.
the end.
Great. Robin, what did you leave prematurely?
Prematurely, myself and four of my girlfriends walked out about 15 minutes into a male strip show.
Wow.
Just got up and
had you gone, was this pre-peen? Had you seen peen or was this pre-peen?
No. No, well, I brought tickets for a friend of mine for her birthday and it was completely false advertising. They were overly tanned and just looked like well-toned Oompa Loompas. So the four of us got up and we walked out.
Robin, when I think of a male stripper, I think of overly tanned. Were you not expecting that?
No, like we'd been to them before and seen some really great ones, so we were expecting a good night and we were so disappointed. But the crowd that showed up, there was only about 15, 20 of us there anyway. So it was like half of the crowd got up and left when we did.
And when I think of them, I also think of that they're more likely to exit prematurely. So for Robin to have exited prematurely, I think it's, you know, unexpected.
And do you think it would be the same with the male strip show, that once their mum's seen them do the show, they leave after they see their bit?
Of course.
And so by the end, you've got just one bloke and his mum
dancing
in the crowd.
Around a pole. Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're so dumb.
Carrie and Tommy's
How Dumb Are You?
The Travel Edition.
Yeah, give us a call, 131060. Dumb stuff that you've done overseas. I'd love to know, because Bickmore, I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet, but one of the first things that you said to your beloved family when we were travelling through the streets of London, gazers, isn't it? Was
I remember this.
You saw a building and you said,
Hold on, I didn't just see a building. I saw an enormous, beautiful, cathedral-esque looking thing with a whole lot of construction happening around it.
Are you trying to defend that this isn't dumb?
It's dumb, but context is everything.
You said, oh, is that Notre Dame? In almost a resigned way of, well, everyone's just going to say yes because obviously it's Notre Dame.
No, I meant that in the one that burnt down. Oh, is that Notre Dame?
So there's two hints there.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, very un-English words.
Yeah. Notre Dame.
Oh, is this Notre Dame? And second thing, burnt down.
Yeah.
Should have also been another hint.
Yeah.
You were in the wrong country and that's a building that's burnt down. And so, no, it wasn't in fact Notre Dame.
My son informed me what it was.
What was it?
It was... I don't remember.
Yeah, file this under another one of Carrie doesn't listen to her kids
it
when they
talk. It was a cathedral of some sort, St. Paul's.
It was Big Ben.
Big Ben, sure. They all do look
that
a bit the
is
same.
Is a much more English thing, Big Ben. I love to picture
you know Big
in
Ben's
France,
being redone.
In France going, oh, is that Big Ben?
Yeah.
Big Ben is being getting cleaned. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I think it qualifies. Do you not think that qualifies?
For being dumb?
Yeah.
It's extraordinarily dumb.
Give us a call, 131060. When have you done similar dumb things overseas?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The Travellers Edition.
You're so dumb.
Carrie and Tommy's
How Dumb Are You?
The Travel Edition.
Yeah, we're talking about dumbness, international dumbness, because you asked if a building was Notre Dame, despite us being in London, and it still being standing.
It was very early in the morning, I was tired, and I saw a very old building under construction. I thought it was being rebuilt after the fire.
Under construction is unfair to make it sound less dumb.
Refurbished.
It had scaffolding around the top of it.
Yes.
Notre Dame's burnt down.
Okay, it had a lot of scaffolding.
You were still in a different country.
I know, it was early.
You got to the next thing and there was a roundabout and you pointed to it and said, is that the Colosseum? Let's go to Carlos. Carlos, how dumb are you?
Yeah, well, back in 2004, I had actually, I went to China and I overstayed my visa by 6 months. So, because I couldn't read Chinese. So, naturally, they thought... I was drug trafficking or something or whatever, so they threw me the clink for about a week until my travel agent sorted it out, and it was pretty horrific ordeal.
But Carlos, not being able to read Chinese, surely someone you can find out the rules about how long you can stay in a country. They don't only.
If I went to China, I wouldn't have known how long I could go there for.
But if you went there to live,
I probably
I didn't go there to live. Yeah. It was only a holiday and like work there and working visa, but I only had a 30-day visa.
But they didn't tell you when they gave it to you that it was only a 30-day visa.
What was it like in prison, Carlos?
Horrific. So we only got fed once a day. Like we got cups of rice probably once a day. Water was a thing of the past, and like I was like basically in a cell 4x4 with about 10 other people and a shared toilet, so you can imagine what that was like.
Carlos, did you come out shredded though? It sounds like it was a real enforced diet.
Shredded mentally, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Should have Tommy's trying to find some humour in this. It's not funny. You spent a week in a jail.
It's fun
not
though.
Fun.
It is fun. We should have done just when have you been locked up abroad.
But that, yeah.
Yeah, because then we could get more of Carlos's.
We'll do that another day.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Let's go to Mackenzie. Mackenzie, have you been locked up abroad?
Can't say I've been locked up abroad, unfortunately.
Okay, then we'll go back to the original topic. How dumb are you, Mackenzie?
No, I want to set the scene for you. We're in New York in America, and we're having dinner in an Italian restaurant. About to get the bill, and they take cash on you, and take credit card. And we don't have any cash on us, so the guy says, oh, well, we've conveniently got an ATM out the back. How about you come and use out?
Out the back.
Can you see where this is going?
Yes. An ATM out the back has never ended well. You never go, I use the ATM out the back, and it gave me extra money.
We didn't, didn't join the dots, and so we used that ATM out the back, and because we were going to withdraw money for the next day as well, so we withdrew about $400 to $600, and it took the card and didn't get the money.
Whoa. And then what did they say? You can have your dinner for free because we've taken all your money?
No, they still wanted the bill. And they were like, oh, well, you need to call the ATM people and make a claim or something. And apparently it's happened to people before because then we looked up the restaurant on Yelp or whatever it was. And it's not a first time.
You're lucky you didn't get done again when they said, well, that is so lucky. Because we have a second ATM at our second back room.
Hey, Drew, how dumb are you abroad?
I was in Bali 2.5 weeks ago, so very recent. Also, tied a scooter, as everyone else does, up in a bud. Went to a service station. Should have cost me 50,000 rupee, which is around about $25 Australian, to fill it up. Misread the bowser, gave the young bloke 500,000, which is $50 Australian. Basically, $150 Australian.
Yeah. And did you come back and see the bloke just with a new necklace or a new tattoo?
No, we'd left by the time I'd realised when I took the bike back down to a boot and they said, oh, I filled it up. And she said, how much? I told her and she went, no, you've been ripped off and everything like that. And it was too late because we were leaving to come home.
Yeah. Drew, I've spent time in Ubud and I always thought it was Ubud.
Ubud.
I think it's Ubud.
I think it's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ubud?
Ubud. I'm confused.
I speak Indonesian.
If you want to give us a call, 131060.
Ubud?
When have you been locked up overseas and Ubud or Ubud?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, have we come down from our adventures on Saturday night?
Well, it was a very far fall for me because it was the highlight of my life Saturday night.
And here we are sitting in what I still think is a prison in Bologna, talking to each other in a room that's been separated by partition.
Here covering the Chappelle Gorby case in Indonesia. Like it's got that sweaty Indonesia vibe.
It's so hot.
And it feels very Bali-esque.
We're
in Italy.
We're in Italy. Anyone who has tuned into the show over the last few weeks, you would know that Carrie was fretting of whether or not we'd get into the Spice Girls because we had dodgy scalper tickets. And this was her mood just before the show as we're about to go in.
See Bickmore, Spice Girls, Wembley. Are we excited? Woo! Ready to get lit?
Slam it to the left if you're having a good time. Shake it to the right.
What's happened here is you've had two drinks and forgotten that our tickets might not work.
I don't believe you are so mean. I feel like
I haven't done anything, mate.
I feel like if they don't work, you'll have a backup plan.
I don't. No. You should know that I'm not prepared for anything.
No, but you're so kind. You wouldn't let me come all the way and not get into my favourite ever band.
Do you know what trumps my kindness? What? Laziness. And I have not done anything.
But then that means you can't go too. What are you going to do if you don't get in?
Go home.
I'm just going to sit out the front and sob.
Yeah, you do know us well. And we did have a backup plan because we assumed the tickets weren't going to work. Mm. So we'd organised amazing tickets through Mel B and we were going to get this gorgeous moment where we got you breaking down, crying at the turnstile, and then we were going to pretend to walk away only to to turn around and come running.
I had a feeling that was going to happen. I had that all played out in my head as well.
Well, we had it played out in our heads a lot. And we thought,
how many meetings did you have about that?
Only 47. What's that? Did it kill my will to live? No, not at all, guys. And so you can imagine my surprise when something didn't quite go to plan. See if you can pick up here. As your scream of the tickets working happens, there's another much slighter noise, and it's my heart and soul breaking.
I feel like this is way dodgier than having dodgy tickets. I've just been wired up, and I've got cords coming out of everywhere.
Out because they think something else is
Mate,
gonna
it's so cute that you still think we're going to get in. Should we go have a
Victoria
shot?
Victoria Beckham's here.
We have the tickets bought by Chris Stewart on VGoGo.
Who is Chris Stewart?
I don't know, but they were 195 quid, and we paid a grand for them. Should we go have a go?
Yeah.
Let's go, Spice Girls! Yeah! Stickers, do you want to go?
How do I get it in there?
The usual how do I get it in question. Oh, mate. Oh, you're in. She's going to get kicked out from just being a mad woman now.
Oh, don't worry about you. We're in!
I picked it up. Oh, yeah. You're in.
Oh, you're in.
Yeah. Oh. Out of all the scenarios, all 750 scenarios I was made to workshop.
That was never one.
That was not one of them. This show was turned into nothing but a ripping endorsement for the folks at VGoGo.
Do you know what was funny?
And
how
Chris
much
Stewart.
I know that was not your plan, because when we got in, the fact that we got in, then we actually couldn't get out to get the good ticket, because we got in and you went, oh my God, but here's the thing, we've got amazing tickets for you. Mm. And then all of a sudden they went, you're not allowed back out to get them. And we were like, what do you mean? Yes. And so there was a moment where we were going to have to use our VGoGo tickets.
The only good thing to come out of it was when he scanned my pocket and saw the recording device.
Oh,
and I thought I was going to get kicked out for that. Up next, we see the show. Mm. It's amazing.
It was interesting going with you to the show. I'm looking forward to chatting about this next, because if I had had to pick who I went with, it wouldn't have been you.
I think that's really hurtful. Now we're going to have to, while you guys are enjoying a lovely break from the talking, we are going to really go at each other.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
As you just heard, we got into Spice Girls, not the way that we had planned for months, which is the VGoGo tickets not working. They did. And then the surprise tickets from Mel B, we really struggled to get our hands on them because I didn't take them in. And we had an amazing time. We
Honestly,
right up close.
I was prepared just to watch them from my VGoGo seats a long way from the front and enjoy every moment of it.
And then we were in...
I'm still drunk. Enjoy every moment.
That's just extreme tiredness.
But the tickets you had organised for me through Mel B were front and centre. I could almost touch the girls.
Yep. We were with our gorgeous listeners.
We were with our gorgeous listeners who, I'll be honest, were more fun than you.
Yeah. This is really hurtful. I tried so hard.
You did try hard. I could tell. But it's never fun. It's like when you're making love with someone and they're trying so...
It was awkward for me too.
No,
I was just trying to watch a concert and old slippery digits Bickmore doing her best.
No, you can tell they're trying to enjoy themselves, but they're not really enjoying themselves.
This is so
hurtful.
Just kept,
every now and then, because I was given the job of recording, filming it, because
you
were doing
a camera in my face.
Because you were doing a cross with the project, and Sonda ruined my whole night by saying, you have to film footage of Tommy. So every time I was in the moment,
Sonda
I was like...
Sonda ruined my whole... night.
Then I was like, I've got to get my phone out. And then I kept forgetting to put it on landscape. So there's just a whole lot of vision of my chin and then vertical, then landscape. Mm. And every time I turned the camera to you, you were so bored. And then you'd see the camera.
That's not true.
You'd see the camera and you'd go, as if you were having a fun time. And I was like, that's just not what was happening.
I had a really great time. And I thought the gig was amazing. But for some reason, you just wouldn't let me have that joy. You sucked it away from me like a vampire stealing energy. Listen to the audio post show. See how excited I sound till you start just tearing me down from my little cloud of joy.
Everybody, never go!
Let's spice up your life!
Da, 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 da.
People of the world!
Okay, everybody, good time.
Best night of my life.
Was it?
Yeah. I could feel your emotion too. You were just...
I bloody loved it.
...the wrong person to take to the Spice Girls concert.
I had a great time.
No, well, maybe you should tell your face that.
They go, thank you, Wembley. We'll see you in February in Australia.
Ah, I get to see them again.
When they said they'll see us again really soon, Carrie stood there when they went over and he goes, they're coming back out.
I thought they had one more song in them, but that's okay. I'll see them in Australia in Feb. Between now and then, you can work on that.
Let's go to the pub.
Mate, I had a great time. And I think you saying you can tell your face that is very hurtful. For a man
I realised
that,
it was the champagne talking. A tad aggressive.
I just couldn't move my face either.
I think because I was beaming from ear to ear because it was like childhood dream. I've loved those guys since I was like 13, 14.
I couldn't have got more into it.
I knew every word of every song. Yeah. And you knew a couple of the words to Two Become One.
I realised I didn't even know the whole of Two Become One. But I think that's my memory fading more than anything else. There was an exciting moment at the end when a select pocket of the crowd started to go nuts. And we thought, we recognise those nuts tones. That's nasal Australians, and they're losing their mind because Scary Spice had this to say.
that was the squeal of one Australian. Yes.
But of course, like everything in this night,
it didn't quite go to plan.
I don't think that quite went to plan either. We're going to talk about it next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
As we just heard, Spice Girls was a ripping success. Didn't quite go as planned for the ultimate in radio drama and the
of
video
me not getting in.
Yes,
yes. Instead, we got in and we had very good tickets.
We had very good tickets. We had a great time. And as you just heard, Scary had this to say at the end. Yeah, and that, of course, was a scream of a woman with two Foster's cans gaffer taped to her head going, yeah!
And Mel had hinted at that on Friday when we did our interview with her. Yep. We'd said, are you going to come to Australia? Yep. And she'd been very cagey. Mm.
But we thought that was pretty definite. We plastered it everywhere, got some real traction online. Yeah. On Today FM Breakfast, she had this to say today.
I'm always going to say the Spice Girls are going to continue and continue and tour the whole entire world. And my thing is that we need to come to Australia first. So I announced it on stage, without everybody else signing off 100%. But I figured if I put it out there, then maybe it's going to happen because
so
I've been
putting
it out there for 7 years. Exactly.
I like it.
So
I still like it.
She's not coming.
She's of the... If we build it, they will come.
Which is your whole mentality. That's how we got to the Spice Girls in the first place.
So I think we should still have faith.
So I shouldn't have egg on my face because I did. I came out of the concert and I hadn't even heard that they were coming to Australia because where we were sitting, the audio, this was her announcing it from where I was standing. Didn't even know what that was.
Also, a lot of visual distractions.
Yes, there was a lot.
There was some backup dancers which had rigs that should be illegal. I found often I was looking the wrong way.
Yes, you were watching the wrong show.
Oh,
yes.
And there was. I was like, why is 120,000 people looking at me, look the other way? And then I'm like, oh, Spice Girls behind me.
But then when I came out of the concert and you all informed me that they were coming to Australia, I hadn't even heard it because that was the audio I heard. So then I went straight onto my Instagram and posted, they're coming to Oz in February. It's now got 26,000 likes and 3,000 comments, more comments than anything I've ever posted, only to find out that I'd never heard it in the first place and they're not even probably going.
No, mate, do you know the ultimate part of the build it and they will come motto? People have to be on board. There has to be buy-in. If you want to be excited about the Spice Girls, just do another post now.
Okay.
So they're definitely coming.
Just lean into it. Really, really back myself.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And we have one of them joining
us. We have
now.
The reason we're in Bologna.
Yes, Mrs. Bologna 2019. Katie Lambro.
Bonjour.
Did you sleep at all last night? Because I woke up this morning to messages from you at 12:55 a.m., 4:05 a.m. and then 5:17 a.m.
You know why? When I got home last night.
Yes.
So we took Hughesy out for dinner last night, you know, because he's in the city of meat and he doesn't eat meat. So we took him to a seafood restaurant thinking that would cheer him up.
Yeah.
No.
No.
But
because I came and saw you at the restaurant and he was snappy then.
Remember,
I tried to stand around and have a chat and he goes,
we've ordered. You go.
Oh, he didn't want you there.
No, you go.
There was another table there. I'm like, they'll bring that other table over. But you know what I
realised? Where is he now?
Oh, he's gone down the road to get a coffee.
Has he cracked it? He's gone back to Oz.
No, but he's like, I can't handle this town. No one speaks English.
Because we're in Italy, mate.
Because we're in Italy. And you know what I've realised? Bad traveller. You know when everyone's had that when you go away with someone.
Yeah.
You think you know them, but you don't know them until you...
Is that why his family's not come with him?
That they must know.
Yes.
They must know.
It is a pressure cooker environment travelling. because suddenly you're on top of each other. You're tired because you usually go to a new time zone. You can't sleep and stuff. So you're all a bit on edge anyway.
And everyone's out of their comfort zone.
And when you're out of sync, so I'm here with the family, so I just want to go to sleep all the time. And Tommy just sends a message around at the end of every night at 10:30 saying, nightcap anyone?
He was doing that to me.
Yes.
The only time he didn't do it when I was in London for 3 days, like constantly. I'd have breakfast, I'd get a message from Tommy.
Drink.
The only time he didn't was after the Madonna interview when I have never needed a drink more. And then I was texting him and got nothing. Crickets.
Do you know what the awful thing about that was? I was out with our friends from back home. It's just because we were out and I honestly didn't see your message.
I have never needed, I needed to be dropped in a vat of vodka after that.
So get back to the original thing. Why were you up all night last night? What were you doing?
When I got home, Lewis, my eldest son, was sick.
Oh,
is he sick?
I know. Yeah, he was throwing up.
Oh, no. We saw him last night at the airport. Yeah. Oh, he's not going to make me sick, is he? I don't cope well with sickness.
Well, thank you for
my concern. I don't really care that he's sick.
Three times.
Is he sick?
Yeah, he was throwing up.
What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, we haven't been sick here at all. And he was all clammy, I know.
That's why you were up all night.
Yes, I was up all night. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. But then I'm like, so
you just thought you'd text me.
Well, because I'd gone out without my phone, and Carrie had asked me for good things to do with children, which I would say hop on a plane and take them to Disneyland.
Actually, it is quite funny when we got to the hotel yesterday and we checked in and said, what should we do around here in Bologna? And the lady said, there's lots of places you can catch the train to.
Yeah, right. That's right.
That's a sign. Well, that's Bologna doesn't have a heap to offer.
Well, it's not for little kids.
No, right.
Because you know the main thing to do here, sit outside and smoke.
Yes.
And so for children.
And drink Aperol Spritz.
Yes. So for children, unless you're a really loose mum, that's... It's not a lot to do.
Correct.
But it is lovely. And we're going to finish up now, let you guys do your show. I'm going to go and smoke cigarettes
and have a drink.
Yeah, Aperol Spritz. Good luck with the bad travel.
Oh, grumps.
I know. And I said to Sash, our producer, I said, I want to talk about when you realise people are bad travellers.
Yes, do that.
She said, don't do it today. Do it tomorrow.
No, do it today.
Yeah, do it today.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
And also, you should have seen, I picked that up from the airport.
Yeah, I know. You were there with a welcome banner and everything.
Yes, and you should have heard him when I was driving.
Yeah.
You should have heard the screeching.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there because one thing he hates more than anything is if you do your content in our show. Mm. So you need to save the car drive for when Grumps is with you in your show.
He's
okay?
Down the road trying to get them to do a takeaway
He'll
coffee.
Be listening on the hit app.
Too late, mate. Everyone's won the trip.
All right, guys, we are back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Ciao, Bella.
Today's Gary and Tommy Catch-Up podcast was supported by Medibank Free and Active, supporting hundreds of free community exercise and wellbeing activities across Australia. Search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Ba-dum-bum.